Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay series. I'm Tim McCartney Snape and this is Freedom Essay 54, The Accusation of Hubris, written by Jeremy Griffith, 2017. The absolutely astonishing claims made about freedom, the end of the human condition, such as it being the understanding that ends all prejudices like racism forever, that it provides the true liberation of women and the reconciliation of the sexes, and that it is nothing less than the book we have been waiting for. It is the book that saves the world. Indeed, that it presents understanding that brings about the transformation of the world, as in our name, the World Transformation Movement, warrant initial extreme scepticism and suspicion of delusion, hubris, or overpromise. However, the amazing fact is that they all withstand scrutiny. A person can begin reading the book, and the more they read into it, the more they will realise the claims being made are actually true. So while these seemingly outrageous claims do attract extreme scepticism, they are actually true, and therefore should be stated. You don't hide an illuminating lamp, in this case the understanding needed to save the world, from fast approaching terminal distress and dysfunction under a bed. No, you put it on a pedestal where it belongs. Certainly, what appears to be outrageously dishonest claims can initially be off-putting, but in time they become appreciated for their forthright honesty in indicating where the solution to our problems lies. To elaborate on what has just been said, this comment about not putting an illuminating lamp under a bed, but on its pedestal, is based on a statement Christ made when he was accused of deluded hubris, which was, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand?" It is necessary to say the truth about how important this information really is, especially since it is bringing relieving understanding to the most important yet most denied subject of all, of the human condition. Since it's well known that denials fight back with a vengeance when faced with annihilation, and the human condition is the most denied of all subjects, it follows that the inevitable vengeance against having the human condition exposed has to be met by extremely strong counter-resistance, otherwise the vengeance will win out. That counter-resistance begins with unequivocal defence of how important these understandings of the human condition really are. Socrates was given the option of either recanting his honest words, in particular his assertion that we have to face, not avoid, the issue of the human condition, when he said, "The unexamined life is not worth living, and the only good is knowledge, and the only evil is ignorance," or being put to death. But because he didn't bow to his persecutors and accepted death, that act of defiance set the stage for the great flowering of Western civilization. The truth about the human condition has to be stood solidly up, put squarely on its stand. Otherwise, it will be smashed out of existence. Christ understood this principle. He knew that all his denial-free, human condition confronting, not avoiding, honest words about human life were going to meet extreme resistance, and he would have to totally defy that resistance and stand by the importance of his human condition exposing honesty, even though the persecution was going to be so great it would mean his crucifixion. Freedom Essay 39 has a wonderful description of the life of Christ and its importance. That defence by Christ of truth against denial created Christianity, the most followed faith in the world. The WTM is not about creating a faith, but about ending the need for faith, belief, and dogma. But the human condition confronting, not avoiding, nature of our work requires the same need for firm defiance of denial. Socrates didn't bend to his persecutors who wanted to reimpose denial, and Christ didn't bend to his persecutors who wanted to reimpose denial. And we in the WTM mustn't bend to those who want to reimpose denial on us. We are forever being told to dumb it down, make what is presented less confronting. Basically, take my writing back into the cave of denial where everyone is living. But we mustn't do that. This has to be the denial-free, liberating truth that it is, because, as Christ also said, only the truth will set you free. So our website and its contents has to be the uncompromised and uncorrupted but completely compassionate, first principle-based, biological truth that it is. We can certainly make the access presentations, such as our advertisements and promotional material, not so forthright, truthful and confronting, but watering down or dumbing down our main presentation is not an option. Just as Christ was the uncorrupted embodiment of the truth, we have to be the uncorrupted understanding of the truth, because then what we're presenting will be the sanctuary of sanity it is in a world of madness that everyone will come to treasure and wrap their arms lovingly around because it's saving their life and the human race and the world. See Freedom Essay 55 on the frightening endgame situation that the human race has now reached. Sure, people will initially be hugely sceptical and deaf, but we mustn't bend to that scepticism and deafness. And we haven't bent. And like Socrates and Christ, we were also horribly persecuted, in effect killed or crucified for being so truthful, and ended up successfully fighting the biggest defamation action in Australia's history against our persecutors. So we walk confidently and authoritatively through all the outrageously dishonest and vengeful accusations swirling around us. And by doing that, in time, the truth catches up with the lie, and everyone treasures the safe haven of truth that we have defended in the rapidly increasing sea of madness everywhere else on planet Earth. See Freedom Essay 56 on the defiant stand the WTM has taken against attacks on its work. Here ends Jeremy Griffiths' essay. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 54, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. To learn more about a topic that was raised in this podcast, please go to the written version of the essay because it includes references to other relevant freedom essays, as well as the sources of any quotes used. You can read the extraordinary commendations for Jeremy Griffiths' work in Freedom Essay 17, including former president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association, Professor Harry Prosen's, in which he describes freedom as the book that saves the world. These essays were composed during 2017 and 2018 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward, and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.